What's up, everybody? This is Noah Daniels. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Thanksgiving. Grand Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Wish everyone could see Jaden's face with that song. Wow. Okay. Scrooge. Is there a Scrooge equivalent for Thanksgiving?
There better not.
Because it is JJ.
No, I love Thanksgiving. The one holiday where like the main event is the food. And I'm there for
all about the food.
Yeah.
Me too. It's my favorite. So on this episode, we've got...
Kat, what's up?
And...
Hello, my name is JJ.
That's right. Oh. So we got the whole gang together. We wanted to give you guys a little...
And Noah over here on the microphone.
What just happened? So we got the whole gang together for Thanksgiving. We gave you guys a little episode on Halloween and... Who doesn't like Thanksgiving, right?
Who doesn't?
No. Other than maybe JJ.
Other than Scrooge, yeah. McJJ.
Maybe people who think too closely about the
reason why we do Thanksgiving.
Implications,
yeah,
and that gets them down.
Half of the people involved were not a fan, I'm sure.
Oh, turkeys. That's who doesn't like Thanksgiving. Turkey. Except that one pardoned.
I think two of them get pardoned.
The country bird was almost a turkey. So our meals were almost bald eagles. You know what I mean?
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah.
Maybe pigeons.
He chose the bald eagle.
I've never eaten a pigeon, but I have eaten dove before.
I've eaten dove as well.
Did the dove cry?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I thought those jokes were reserved for me. That I make the bad jokes.
Excuse me. I'm a very funny person, so thank you.
So maybe we should go around and tell what we're thankful about this Thanksgiving.
Mm. Oh man.
Love this.
Kat, you're always thankful about something.
Am I? I'm thankful for people who really try to get to know other people and learn their perspectives. It can really be mind-opening and life-changing and just makes the world a better place.
No, well, the world being a better place is something we should all strive for. JJ, you've been thankful before about something.
I have been thankful before in my life. I'm thankful for all of our... I know this sounds like so cheesy and that I have to say this, but I truly am thankful for our fans and our listeners. And when Noah pitched this idea to me, I was like, this sounds fun. But also in my mind, I was like, you know, maybe like our close circle of friends might listen to like the first couple episodes. And we're at over 5,000 episodes now. Who knows how many?
Or
I'm still learning the podcast lingo.
That's not a hard term to remember.
Look, they just put a microphone in front of me and I talk, and then that's all I do. I don't know.
It's funny that you're thankful because you shoot down everyone who comes on this podcast with their ghost story.
Well, you know, I'm thankful that people don't get offended by my skepticism. But really, it's awesome that we've had so many people listen to the podcast, and it's just crazy to think that, you know, there are people we've never met who are tuning in and listening to this. So really glad that people find this interesting and entertaining.
Cool.
And keep listening.
Noah, what about you?
I was trying to be sentimental.
Okay.
Yeah, no, to piggyback on that a little bit, it does always blow my mind a little bit. Like when somebody reaches out to us on Instagram and says, oh, I love this. Did you guys know this? Because it's like, oh, wow, they're taking that time out of their life to listen. And to the lovely individual who messaged us the difference between Wicca and witchcraft, we're taking notes. And I promise you that even if we don't get you on the podcast, which you're welcome to come, we will bring a witch on the podcast to explain the difference to us.
Shout out to all the witches out there.
All the witches.
But also, I don't know. It's just really cool to do this because we're learning so much about things that we've always heard about, but we've never really taken a serious note to be like, What is this? What are people doing?
Yeah, because there's a lot of people out there with stories. We've all heard them or experienced things ourselves. I think it is pretty interesting.
Speaking of a story, Noah.
Oh, I wanted to say what I'm thankful for, but...
I thought... Oh, no. What are you thankful for? for?
Tell us what you're thankful for.
Is it us?
I'm thankful for antidepressants. No.
No!
That's a totally valid thing to be thankful for.
I am thankful for finding friends and creative partners that are willing to go on these weird journeys and figure out what's going on in the world. And I hope that...
It is us.
It is us.
I hope that we have many more Thanksgivings to podcast about and other holidays, and we get to the bottom of this, or we convince JJ that maybe a ghost happened
once. All right, tell us you love us.
I don't like that word.
We got real close.
We got close. Tune in for the next episode.
If you want Noah to say he loves us, email at realhauntingspodcast@gmail.com.
Wow.
Guys, I really lust both of you. How about that?
That's
way weirder.
I would have been more comfortable with the word love.
Right.
All right. Well, on that note, I have found a Thanksgiving ghost story.
Ooh.
And it's not the ghost of all the dead turkeys, although they probably deserve a story if there's one out there.
There's a lot of dead turkeys.
You know, my uncle actually is a turkey farmer.
Oh my God, I was trying to say my uncle is a turkey. It's like, JJ, I don't think...
And I visited him after like the holiday season, and he thought it was very important that he give me a tour of where they kill all the turkeys.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It was just, I mean, there was just like the like feeling of mass death.
Next.
Okay. Well, this story is a story about a lady by the name of Kate Morgan. And Kate made the mistake of checking into one of the most famous hotels in San Diego, the Hotel del Coronado. I like that. Ooh. Little one voice there. So she checked in 1892 and she never checked out.
Oh my goodness.
I actually feel very sad right now.
I like, is this the rest of the story just the lyrics to Hotel California by the Eagles?
It is, but we had to cut it because we don't have the money to pay for the copyright.
I'll sing it.
So by the 1920s, Hollywood stars had started staying there. This place became very popular. They started calling it the Dell or the place. Nobody who's ever stayed there, though, has been more famous than the ghost of Kate Morgan. This is per Wikipedia, so... It has to be.
Kate Morgan's the most famous person or the ghost?
The ghost.
Oh.
Because she's never left.
So people see her a lot.
They do.
Road trip.
So a little history on her. It says that she was a pretty woman in her mid-20s. She checked into the hotel alone on a Thursday, November 24th, 1892, Thanksgiving evening. During her stay, the hotel employees, many whom had frequent, they had frequent interactions with Kate.
So that is better. But it was the 1800s. So.
Well, exactly. You don't know. And they reported that she appeared ill and very unhappy. She also told quite a few people that she was waiting for her brother to visit, who was a doctor, and he was going to come help her out. 5 days later, they found her dead. So she was found on the exterior staircase leading onto the beach. She had an apparent gunshot wound to the head.
What?
But as odd and creepy as suicide is, the story goes further. So a lot of people didn't believe that she killed herself. She was a bit of a starlet. Starlet? Isn't that what they're called?
Yeah.
A debutante. A person to do.
A socialite.
There it is.
And, you know, they said, hey, why would she kill herself on the way to the beach? This people in her personal life, so this doesn't really make sense. And here's the craziest thing. The bullet that was found inside of her brain or her head did not match the gun that it was shot out of. The shell casing did not match the bullet.
Wait, but they found the gun.
So she had the gun in her possession that she allegedly totally shot staged. Herself with. So it feels a little fishy.
So like someone shot her and then planted...
A different gun.
Stupidly planted a different
into
gun.
Into her hand. Yeah. It was the 1800s, so... I'm kidding. I don't know if that's valid.
Also, what kind of like forensic... How developed was forensic science in the 1800s?
Yeah, but I feel like if they still had those two things now, they could even figure that out now.
And I think the way it works is there's a groove in the gun that puts a groove on the bullet as it exits the gun. So that's how they're able to match bullets to guns. So I think Noah.
No one knows how to get away with crimes.
What? No, I'm just an avid reader.
If you want to get away with a crime,
email realhauntingspodcast@gmail.com. Noel.com.
Noel will help you out right there.
So, you know, what they knew was, is that her brother Tom was supposed to come and help her out, right?
I bet it was him that killed her.
And so they did an inquest into Kate's suicide, and a gentleman came forward to say that he had seen Kate arguing with a man thought to have been Tom.
I just called it. You guys were there for that, right?
Mm-hmm. The witness said that Tom disembarked from a train before reaching San Diego. He saw them arguing together on a train prior to her arriving to the hotel. So, you know, some people think maybe Tom killed her, but regardless, there, you know, this crazy thing, she checks into the hotel on Thanksgiving, she's found dead. It obviously looks like a suicide, but the bullet doesn't match. So I think we can all agree somebody else killed her, mm-hmm. right? And I know if somebody else kills me and leaves me the whole world saying, well, I didn't know I killed himself and I didn't, I'm going to fucking haunt everybody I can to get my point across.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You know? So in the hotel, people have reported many hauntings, including seeing a woman dancing in the ballroom. They've reported that the lights have flickered, televisions turn off and on by themselves. Maybe Andy stayed there. Shout out to 4 episodes ago.
Yo, Andy!
We miss you. Come back.
He's probably listening right now as we say this.
Aww.
We're thankful for you, Andy.
So
we're
very thankful.
Andy is also getting a reading from Teresa as we record this tonight.
Really?
Wow, tonight?
Yep.
Oh, that's so cool.
He texted me and told me that he reached out to Teresa and he's going to be getting a reading tonight with his wife, who is very skeptical. She's the JJ in that relationship.
Oh, I like Andy's wife. Nice. Yeah,
my boyfriend's a skeptic,
Andy,
too.
Andy, you hold on to that woman.
So people also report that there's dramatic shifts in room temperature. And all of this is in her room that she stayed in while she was there.
Can I just say, dramatic shifts in room temperature sounds like every hotel I've ever stayed at.
Well, do you change the room temperature?
No, but like, you know, like, you go in and it's just like, I don't know. There's just like weird things with hotel ACs where the room's like freezing cold and then it's like really hot. And
you know what I like to do? What? I like to turn the cold all the way down.
You're a monster.
Why?
You're killing the environment. That's with your energy and efficiency.
The time I feel the most alive is when I can make the room super cold and then pile covers on top of the bed and then
that is a nice
strip
feeling.
Down to my underwear and just get into the bed.
That's a nice feeling for sure.
Cold bed.
Okay, I will be honest. I have to at least have something on. It's hard for me to be completely naked.
Oh, yeah, I don't do complete nudity.
I'm all too subconscious. Nude. Yeah.
Well,
I like how it feels.
Kat, can you confirm that?
T-M-I.
Too much nudity. All right. And also in the room, they report odd smells, unexpected voices, the sound of strange footsteps, mysterious breezes. That sounds kind of bullshit.
Wait, strange footsteps, though, like they're in a hotel. This is what I don't get about haunted hotels.
You put quotations
viewers, I'm using air quotes because I'm being way more judgmental about this hotel story than any other story.
Unless you feel the footsteps like in your bed or like on your face, like my cat.
Right, like have you ever stayed in a hotel and not heard people walking around in the hallway or in the room above you or hear people talk? Like, I was at a hotel that was allegedly really haunted, like the most haunted hotel in Pittsburgh. And then we like looked up what, you know, the ghost sightings were. It's like, we heard voices. Like, that happens in a hotel because there are other people in the building with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to believe it's real.
It'd be different if it was, like, wooden floors and you knew you were, like, one of two guests and the other guest was on the other side of the hotel.
Yeah.
And it's, like, 3 a.m. and you hear very slow, creaking footsteps right out and it stops right outside your door.
They're maintenance people.
Or room service.
In the 1800s at 3 a.m.?
Sure. Probably. Why not?
I believe you, Kat. Now, here's one you can't refute, JJ.
Okay.
Some people claim to have seen the ghost of her, Kate Morgan, themselves.
Mm.
Full-formed apparition. And she even gets down like a poltergeist and throws shit around in the room. Explain that, JJ.
She gets down like a poltergeist.
So, you know, I don't know. It sounds pretty scary. I'm not going to stay there. I'm a big chicken. JJ, you would probably stay there.
I would totally stay there. In fact, I think I know that hotel. I was I did not stay there, but there's a really famous, is it in the city of San Diego or is it kind of off on an island, like off the coast of San Diego?
I thought it was in the city, but I could be wrong.
I think there's a Hotel Del Coronado on an island that's like right off of San Diego. Like, I think there's a bridge that connects them.
It may be. Admittedly, I didn't. I should have geomapped it. Is geomap, is that a thing people say?
No, I don't know.
I should have looked up the
Google
location.
Maps?
Google map. There
I
we go.
Know. All right. So my thing about hotel hauntings is I feel like a lot of hotel owners like want their hotel to have stories about them being haunted because it's like it's
tourism
PR for their hotel. And then you get weird people like me who are like, I want to stay in this hotel. Oh, it is on the island. Okay, Matt, Kat just, I called you Matt.
That's my cat's name, everyone. Just so everyone's clear. I was just called my cat's name.
Kat just Google mapped the hotel. It's the one that I'm thinking of. All right. Okay. Anyways, but yeah, so I don't know. I'm very suspicious about these haunted hotel stories. I totally will stay at a hotel that has haunted stories. The one in Pittsburgh that I said that was supposedly haunted, I was there twice. Nothing happened for me. But
yeah, I think there's some haunted hotels in Atlanta we could check out. I know there's a place in Marietta, Georgia, where they housed Civil War soldiers from both sides of the Civil War, North and South.
Figured that's what you meant, but I'm glad you explained it.
They forced them to do this. Like, it was a restaurant, and they didn't want to, but it was like a bed and breakfast kind of deal. And so they say that place right now is the most haunted place in all of Georgia.
Oh, wow.
And it's in Marietta.
Even more than Savannah?
That's what this documentary on YouTube I watched 5 minutes of said.
Claremont has to be haunted.
Has to
Claremont
be.
Claremont Lounge?
I mean, it's definitely haunted by old strippers.
I've actually been like 4 or 5 times.
Okay, but back to this story. So this lady, what does this have to do with Thanksgiving? She died on Thanksgiving?
Oh, she checked in on Thanksgiving.
The night before
she
checked Thanksgiving.
In, and yeah. Did she like...
And she really likes stuffing.
And we think that her brother was not thankful for her and he shot her and put the gun, a different gun in her hand.
And does she haunt the hotel on Thanksgiving?
She haunts the room she stayed in, but I kind of like the narrative that she haunts only on Thanksgiving.
Well, I was going to ask, I wonder if bookings go up on Thanksgiving because of this reason.
Probably.
Well, I think if I owned this hotel, I would just... go ahead and put that story out there that she specifically haunts that room on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't know. If you've ever stayed at Hotel Del Coronado and you've experienced something strange and you're thankful for it, please email us.
Or if you're not thankful, we still want to hear
about it. Or if you've experienced any haunting in any hotel. Hotel hauntings, I kind of love it. Like, because you feel like the most safe in a hotel. You've paid your money. You're going to go up and watch a little... Skinamax.
Oh, I've stayed at some hotels I do not feel safe at. Great story, whether it is true or not. I think it's, you know, always fun to stay somewhere that has a creepy history, even if it's someone being murdered by
and
their
she
brother.
She definitely was alive and a human and was murdered there. Yeah. Those are facts.
Oh, I just got an idea. We should call the hotel right now and ask them if that hotel room is really haunted.
Oh, that would be cool.
Welcome to the Hotel Del Coronado and Beach Village at the Dell.
Well, we can say... Okay, guys. So we called the hotel to verify if there was a ghost.
And we talked to a lovely receptionist.
That wasn't a robot.
Yeah, who was not having our ghost bullshit today. But she did confirm that the hotel does have a resident ghost, which...
Named Kate.
She named Kate... They do tours, haunting tours, haunted tours. She did say she did not believe in the ghost. So, you know, there are some skeptics working at the hotel.
But she also said that people have showed her pictures in which they claim they have seen Kate Morgan.
That's true.
So maybe you have to believe to see the ghost.
She also did not want us to use the audio from our phone call. So we are respecting that, which is why we are summarizing the information for you in this manner. And in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I think it's important when we sit down to dinner with our families, whether it's our biological families or our chosen families, that we just be thankful that our families are not trying to murder us.
Mm. And we don't have any demons.
That we know of.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen. All right, guys. Well, with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm Kat.
I'm JJ.
Woo! Happy Thanksgiving.